The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, you're listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're having a great time out here at Sobey's Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids, 3450 Remembrance Road. Our friends from Hudsonville Winery have brought by several wines here that we've been fortunate enough to just have a little taste of. Got some great stuff. This Pinotage, you got to try this. He's right out on Chicago Drive.
I think I will.
And It's a very, very tasty red wine. But right now, on the line, we have Mad Dog from Lansing. He finally got out of bed and got on the phone with us. Mad Dog, you out there?
Bob?
Hey, what's going on?
To the audience, how this all was dismantled. Bob?
Yeah.
Mongers, the number to the radio station. Bob, there's no one at the radio station. You didn't give him David's cell number, so that's why we had this communication. Welcome to the Grillers at Sobey's Meats. I'm David the Bad Dog DeMarco. How are you?
Well, thanks for ratting me out over a 50,000-watt tower. That's great.
And then, always, your parents taught you at an early age of youth, always tell the truth.
Mad Dog, okay. I like you already, brother.
Go ahead, Bob.
No, this is Jop. I said, Mad Dog, I like you already, brother. I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, but, you know, that doesn't surprise me. That's classical barbecue Bob, but we love him anyway. I mean, hey, it's just good you're here. What's going on with you today?
Well, we're going to be, my girlfriend and I are going to be here and there and everywhere. We watched the Michigan State, Michigan hockey game last night, and Michigan State came out victorious. It was standing room only like it used to be at Mund. Some great action with Tom Anastas against Red Berenson, and Red Berenson's been at Michigan now for 28 years. They have a strong hockey team, and you know, they're trying to get Michigan State back to the prominence that was. You know, even Conley, they won a national championship. But at 6 o'clock tonight at the Ohio State in Columbus, you have a very solid Columbus Buckeye team led by Jared Sullinger that's going to be playing against Michigan State, Tom Izzo, and Draymond Green. And it should be an absolute barn burner, Katie bar the door. And if Michigan State doesn't get a little bit freaked out about being on the road, they got a very good chance to win this game. And you know, Michigan State basketball is, you know, it's primo in this area.
Well, we just appreciate you taking time with us, no matter what number you call in on.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
I don't know how they got another number. The only number I have for you is yourself.
Oh, so quit it. Move on.
I think you're smoking me now. But anyway, we had a lot of...
Let's go on. What's going on up there? I mean, we had such a great time last week at the 211, established in 1946, and our host was Matt. And it was a great time, and, you know, it sounds like you guys are having a great time up there.
We are. This is almost as fun. But, you know, I think next year we got to do that again. What do you think?
Oh, no, absolutely. I'll tell you right now. I have a connection now up there. My producer, her father, they own a place up in Rogers City, and I didn't know that. He has a hookup now for Black Lake, so we can go out there and try to get one of those trident spears through one of those sea urchins called a sturgeon.
Now, you didn't happen to get out on one of those snowmobiles while we were there, did you?
No, I was too busy getting some laughs, that's all. No, I didn't. But I know that you were like, Chuck Yeager out on the ice. I know that.
Oh, my gosh. These guys that we ran into had some 1,000 Yamahas, four strokes, and they let us have their sleds.
Big mistake. That is a big mistake.
You know what was a bigger mistake? My bride, Maureen, she says, okay, I'll go for a ride if you don't go fast. So we're tooling across the lake about 50 or 60 miles an hour, and she's hanging on for life. And I hit the throttle. The front end came about a foot and a half off the air, and the thing just goes, I had to shut her down at 80 because she was at this point clawing through my jacket. But so I dropped her off at the 30-foot ice shanty, and I took that baby out across the lake, and I got it up to about 103, and I couldn't see anymore, so I shut it down.
Well, so I mean, it's like a need for speed. I know you were telling me coming in here. I'm like, you know, you roll that thing. I don't even want to say what would have happened, but I mean that
whole feel
experience
a thing.
Was great. I mean, everybody that we met, everybody we came in contact. You know, the DNR guy that was from Williamson, and you know, then Matt told us that he says, "Mad Dog, where you're sitting right now, Kurt Gibson sat there and did a satellite feed where he accepted the National League Manager of the Year with the D-backs because he has a place up in the Onaway Park, right on the mouth of the Onaway State Park there, and it was a fabulous time, man."
It was. And I think next year we want to do that again at the Black Mountain Lodge. Stay at the lodge. We stumbled onto this gorgeous lodge, and what a phenomenal part of the state we were in. I mean, if you've never been to Black Lake, that was, we're going back. We're going to put together a package for everybody who missed it this year.
Yeah, I mean, it is unbelievable. Indian River, Rogers City, Black Lake, like you said, it was fabulous. It really was how we stumbled across that. The people, everybody that we met, well, with the exception of a few, but everybody on a whole we met were fabulous.
Yeah, the two that we didn't like are in jail now.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to go to that area, but yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I want to ask you guys, I bet you guys draw a lot of female people up to the meat market up there, huh?
We do. Actually, there's some fair amount of women in here right now.
Yeah, this place has been rocking since we...
Why wouldn't it be any way, shape or form? I mean, Rick Serrano taught you all the tricks, didn't he?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yep. Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. Well, listen, there's going to be some great sports on television. And I just wanted to ask Bob, who called the Super Bowl right? Giants and the under. Didn't I keep telling Big Paulie that?
Yeah, you did it live, and he was pretty happy to hear that anyway.
Yeah, that's the way it rolled, too. And, Gisele Bündchen dropping F-bombs to the people over there. I mean, can't get any better than that, huh?
I know. Kind of a ridiculous show. We had a little flipping off going on in halftime, but it was almost anticlimactic for me. I the last quarter was good, but the rest of the game was a little bit of a yawner for me, but...
Well, football's over with. Now they're getting ready to go spring training here in about 5 days. Major League Baseball's upon us. NHL will steam up even more with the Red Wings. College hockey, high school boys basketball now as you get closer to the districts and semis. So there's a lot of great sports, and you have some outstanding basketball teams in West Michigan and of course, high school football there, too. So,
thanks.
Guys do a great job. I'm really glad that you... Bob have invited me last week and to come on the show, and you know that anytime that the Mad Dog from Lansing, and you can of course go to Dave Mad Dog DeMarco on Twitter and the game730am.com, and now that I got cheap plugs out, I'll bid you guys adieu.
All right. We're out of time, dude. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, coming up next, we're going to break down the rest of the winter schedule for the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.